Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. It's great to be back with you once again. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us. Devlin, this is an interesting question. It comes through from Peter, and Peter was asking about numb feet. He says he's struggling a bit with his feet going numb on the bike, and he's not quite sure what could be causing it. Is it something that happens quite often, and what are the causes of it?
Yeah, we do tend to find this happen a lot in cyclists, and there could be a couple of things actually leading towards it. So my first suggestion when looking at numb feet is, one, making sure that your shoe size is correct. Now, as opposed to a running shoe, for instance, that you want a little bit of play and a little bit of movement of the foot in the shoe, a cycling shoe you want to have a snug fit. You want something a little bit tighter. But in saying that, you don't want something that is too tight and restricting blood flow in the foot. So you need a snug fit in the shoe, but make sure that your shoe is not too tight. And in conjunction with that, it's also making sure that you're not necessarily wearing very thick socks. And if you are, make sure that your shoe can accommodate for that. That's the first thing. Second thing is making sure that the cycling shoe that you're riding in has got a good rigid sole. If you've got too much flex in the sole of the shoe, it allows for more foot fatigue as well over a period of time, which could also be leading towards the numb foot sensation. And then, going back to more the setup or the bike side of things, is to make sure that your cleat placement is correct. So your cleat placement could lead towards numb feet, and then later on sort of transfer into sort of knee and hip problems as well and pain on the bike. So just making sure if for instance you've got a pair of shoes that you're not necessarily going to change anytime soon, just make sure that the Velcro or the ratchet tightening system on the bike is not necessarily too tight and you can release a little bit of the pressure. In terms of how to correct it and how to treat it without necessarily buying new shoes as well, is get someone to actually check the setup, have a look to see that you've got a decent arch support in the shoe as well. And also again, something that allows a little bit of blood flow through the foot the whole time, so you don't get that numb or tingling sensation.
Brilliant. Devlin, thank you very much. And yeah, a good bike setup will go a long way to make sure that all of that's right as well. You talk about the knee and could sort of transfer into sort of hip pains, but make sure you are set up 100% on the bike, and that could alleviate some of the problems too.
Great.
Excellent stuff, Devlin. Thank you so much for your time here on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. We're back again in just a couple of days' time. Don't forget, if you do enjoy these podcasts, we'd love it if you left us a review or a rating on iTunes. It just helps us get in front of more people. Obviously, that's one of the ways that iTunes ranks and rates these podcasts, is by reviews and ratings. So if you have got some value out of this, please do take just a couple of seconds. It literally takes like 2 minutes, and you'd be helping us out massively. So thank you very much for that. We're back again in just a couple of days' time. Until then, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.